CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the RSGB's own webpage. Good morning, it's Sunday the 10th of May 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the news headlines. BATC Special Edition covers digital ATV. TX Factor Episode 8 arrives. Greek amateurs plan high-altitude balloon launch. The British Amateur Radio Club has just published a special edition of CQTV devoted to reduced bandwidth digital amateur radio. A lot has been happening, particularly on the new 1 MHz allocation at 70 and 146 MHz. The CQTV RBTV special contains a roundup of recent on-air tests, a new award, and exciting details of DigiThin, a new homebrew digital ATV transmitter based on a Raspberry Pi. It provides remarkable image quality and very narrow bandwidth. Full details, including free download of the CQTV RBTV special, are at www.batc.org.uk/CQ-TV. Episode 8 of TX Factor is now available for download. It features interviews with Don, G3XTT, the editor of PW Magazine, and Dave Stockley, G4ELP, who runs ICOM UK. There's a trip round Broadcasting House with help from Jim, G4AEH, and Jonathan, M5AEO, and also a chance to win a FunQ Dongle Pro Plus courtesy of its inventor, Howard Long, G6LVB. Go to www.txfilms.co.uk/TX Factor for full details. Aeolus, yes, that should be it. A group of Greek radio amateurs may make a second attempt to send a payload carrying amateur radio equipment to the stratosphere. The special call sign granted for this is J43VHF, and the flight name is Aeolus hyphen two way. The balloon launch is scheduled for the 10th of May at 0800 UTC. Radio amateurs will be able to communicate with the control station J43VHF on 144.220 MHz USB. Another possibility is 7.120 MHz LSB. The control team will have an uplink to the HAB in the 23 centimetre band. The balloon's 150 milliwatt APRS beacon will be operating as J43VHF 11 on 438.100 MHz, though at 1,200 bits per minute instead of the 9,600 BPS more commonly used at UHF. For more details, look for J43VHF on QRZ.com. AMSAT UK and AMSAT NL have announced that a new FunCube communications package based on the British design FunCube 1 has been selected as a major payload for the NAIF 1 CubeSat mission. This 1U mission is intended to provide Emirati students with a tool to design and test systems in space. It's being developed by the Emirates Institution for Advanced Science and Technology in partnership with American University of Sharjah. It's expected that this payload will provide a large amount of valuable environmental data from space, together with a new enhanced UHF to VHF linear transponder. The launch is scheduled to take place towards the end of the year. Thanks to the effort of the Computer Association of Nepal, USA, a repeater that the group had donated to Tribhuvan University in Nepal was released from customs on the 5th of May and is now at the university in the care of Sanjeev 9 November 1 SP. As Nepal responds to the devastating 7.8 magnitude earthquake, amateur radio has been playing a key role to the recovery effort. This role has been to provide communication for responders working in more remote regions, as well as to help in locating missing people. It also has served to convey information about casualties. The Mid-Cornwall Beacon and Repeater Group have entered for the 2015 Aviva Community Fund Awards and need as many votes as possible for their solar power project to get a funding award, so they're asking for your help. group runs 6 beacons and 5 repeaters and needs to offset their electricity bill by using solar power. One of the repeaters is for the Cornwall Search and Rescue Team, and the Aviva Fund entry highlights the rescue team using this repeater. Everyone has 10 votes, and you can give them all to this project by following the link at their website, www.gbfigure3nc.org.uk, before voting closes on the 30th of May. ATDI is running its annual competition that will give engineering graduates and undergraduates the opportunity to show their knowledge, as well as the chance to win valuable prizes, including paid internships at ATDI. The theme of this year's contest is White Space Network Deployments. The competition opened on the 1st of May and will be judged by an international panel of experts. First prize, €10,000, a one-year licence for ATDI's leading planning and modelling software, an internship with ATDI, and an opportunity to become an ATDI certified trainer. Prizes will be awarded to the top 3 entries. All the information you need to enter is www.atdi.co.uk/student-competition. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The British Vintage Wireless Society National Vintage Communications Fair takes place today, the 10th of May, at the Warwickshire Exhibition Centre, the Foss Fossway Leamington Spa, Charlie Victor 31 1XN. Doors open from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is £8 with under 14s free. Early entry from around 9 a.m. is available for £25. Today, the 10th of May, the 34th Lough EME Amateur Radio Club Annual Rally takes place at the Share Centre, Lisnaskia, County Fermanagh. I'm sure I mispronounced that, I'm sorry. Fermanagh, BT920EQ in Northern Ireland. Doors open at 11:30 and there'll be a bring and buy, as well as trade stands and special interest groups. Details from Michael, 0286862 1436. The Dayton Hamvention takes place next weekend from the 15th to the 17th of May in Ohio. In the USA, the RSGB will be represented with a bookstall. QRP columnist George Dobbs, G3RJV, will receive the Technical Excellence Award 2015. Details, www.hamvention.org. On the 17th of May, the 32nd Dunstable Downs Radio Club National Amateur Radio Boot Sale takes place at Stockwood Lane, Luton. See www.ddrcbootsale.org for all the necessary information. Also on the 17th of May, the Western Radio Rally will be held at the old pumping station, Western Zoyland in Somerset, TA70LS, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. There'll be a bring and buy, as well as events for all the family, at the Steam on the Levels event. More details from Mark M0VLN, 01278 786 684. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, in Radcom or on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for special event news, Terry G4POP will be operating GB4FED, a special event call sign for VE Day. It'll be active between the 1st and 28th of May from the Royal Corinthian Yacht Club, Burnham on Crouch in Essex. The main activity will be today, the 10th of May, coinciding with the Yacht Club's VE Day anniversary events. Saturday, the 9th of May, marks the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Guernsey after 5 years of occupation by the German forces. To commemorate this historic event, Guernsey Amateur Radio Society will be operating a special event station from the Albert Pier, St. Peterport in Guernsey, using GU70LIB until this afternoon, the 10th. Operations will be on all bands as conditions allow. SSB, CW and a special QSL card is available. GB2RWN will take part in the National Mills on the Air weekend today, the 10th of May, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. from Rayleigh Windmill, Bellingham Lane, Rayleigh in Essex, SS67ED. Mark G3ZRR has organised a special event station, GB50LBC, to celebrate the London Borough of Croydon's 50th birthday. Starting from about the 16th of May, he intends to operate the station at venues throughout the borough during the council's 50th anniversary. The idea is to include Croydon's parks, educational establishments, scout guide, military and cadet force installations. Special call sign PA125VVG will be activated between the 11th of May and the 7th of June, commemorating the 125th anniversary of the passing of Vincent van Gogh. All of the QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau. Direct card should be sent to PA1CPA. See QRZ.com for more information and award rules. If you have news of any future special event stations, please email them to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. A team of 13 operators will be active as YB5M from Pasum Pahan Island, which has been confirmed to count for IOTA OC262 from the 14th to the 17th of May. They plan to be QRV on 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 metres using CWSSB and RITI. QSLs are via log search and OQRS on Club Log. Further information on the web, www.yb5m.com. Hans DK3PZ will be active as Sugar Mike 7 stroke call sign from Holland Island. EU037 from the 16th to the 23rd of May. QSL home call, with the Bureau being preferred along with EQSL. Three members from the DX Interceptors ARC will be active as MT0IXD from the island of Isle of Man. EU116 from the 8th to the 11th of May. They're operating SSB, CW and RITI, 8 to 10 metres with two stations, QSL via M0OXO and Logbook of the World or Log Search on Club Log. IK5BCM and IU5BLZ will be active as IE9B from Ustica Island, EU051 until the 16th of May. They'll be operating SSB, CW and digital modes 8 to 10 metres, QSL, IU5BLZ, Direct or Bureau, plus Logbook of the World and EQSL. Dan N8YSZ will be active holiday style as C6ASZ from Long Island, NA001 in the Bahamas, until the 16th of May. Plans are to be QRV on 40 to 10 metres with a focus on digital modes and SSB, QSL, N8YSZ, with Bureau and Logbook of the World preferred. TM2BIG will be on the air from Staggerdon Island, EU105, from the 14th to the 18th of May. They'll be operating SSB and RITI on a 40 to 6 metres with three stations, QSL F4FET, Direct or Bureau or OQRS on Club Log. Now for contest news today, the 10th 70 MHz CW contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. On Tuesday, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes. The exchange is the usual signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, it's the data leg of the popular 80 meter club championships. It runs from 1900 to 2030 and the exchange is signal report and serial number. 144 MHz May contest runs for 24 hours over the weekend of the 16th and 17th. This contest is part of the VHF championship series with 24 hour sections for single op, fixed and single op open stations, plus an open section for multi-op stations. There are convenient categories indeed for everyone, running from 1400 to 1400 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Sunday the 17th, the first of this year's 144 MHz backpacker events, runs for 4 hours, the first three of them overlapping the final 3 hours of the 24-hour contest, taking place between 1100 and 1500 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Britain 7 MHz phone contest takes place next Sunday, 1000 to 1400 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 7th of June 2015. Full details of rules and log sheets can be obtained from the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.org.uk, or from the contest manager, Tony Beardsley, G3XKT, via email to aebooks@ntlworld.com. Also next Sunday, starting at 1200 UTC and running for 3 hours, the IRTS 40-metre counties contest runs along similar lines to their 80-metre contest in January, using SSB and CW only. Exchange a signal report and serial number with EIs and GIs, also giving their country. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO on Friday the 8th of May. This last week has not been a good one for HF. On Sunday the 3rd, there were solar flares and an Earth-facing coronal mass ejection, with further flares on Tuesday. Later on Tuesday evening, there was a massive X-class solar flare that blocked out HF in the Pacific region. This was followed on Wednesday by a geomagnetic disturbance with the KP index hitting 5. These combined to give poor HF conditions at times, despite solar flux rising to 136. Looking ahead, large sunspot region 22339 was coming around the eastern limb of the sun at the time of writing. It was the region that brought the X-class flare, so we may be in for a rough ride next week. The solar flux index is predicted to be within the range 140 to 150, but we can expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions, especially in the latter half of the week when the KP index could hit 5 again. This may help depress maximum usable frequencies and generally disrupt long-term HF paths. The good news is that we're now in the sporadic E season, which will bring good short skip on the upper HF bands, especially 28 megs, but more of that later. And now VHF and up propagation. Next week expect fairly flat tropo conditions. There'll be a weak ridge of high pressure close to southeastern England at first, which may provide some slight enhancement to the near continent, but it's not expected to last very long. Last week we saw some sporadic E from the UK, but at the time of writing this was very marginal. It's widely accepted that weather events play a role in determining some of the locational properties of sporadic E. To keep up to date with possible weather triggers for sporadic E, the RSGB forum discussion group contains a section called Radio Propagation Questions. In there you'll find the threads, jet stream weather charts for E's research, chart drawer containing daily postings of jet stream weather charts plus commentary, and jet stream weather charts for E's research discussion for your feedback and questions. These charts may help you look in the right direction for DX. It's not a forecast of sporadic E, but a new tool to encourage further research and discussion, so feedback is welcome. This resource can be found at www.rsgb.org, or go to the main site and then select forums. And that's all for this week from the propagation team. That's all this week from me. Until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.